Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi, a deeper look as we do every single day. L'Gilui Nishmas Avi Mori Arav Hillel B'Meir Yechem Echel Zechorono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zechorono Lebracha. We're in Sefer Shmuel Aleph. We are up to Perek Yud Aleph, and today I'd like to talk about the final two psukim of the Perek, where Shmuel Hanavi goes ahead and asks the people to come together to Gilgal to renew the Malucha. When the Chadesh Sham Malucha will go ahead and establish the Malucha. It has to be discussed, because we saw already that he had already anointed him previously and that not everyone had accepted. So why is he going back to Gilgal now after the battle with Nachash b'nei Ammon? What's going on when he says we're going to start the kingdom again? Is this really the case that he had to go ahead and start again? Was Shaul's first reign not important? So Rabbi Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik, not to be confused with the one from Boston, the one who was the Rav of the Rosh Yeshiva of Brisk Yerushalayim, pointed out that in his opinion, there is a responsibility of a king to go ahead and serve certain purposes, including the Yilchom Es Milchamoseinu, that a king has a responsibility to take the people to war. And so there is a certain understanding that until a king takes people to war, there is no sense of rulership. His ruling is not established fully as yet. Once he takes a head and he serves as commander-in-chief of the army, he is indeed serving the role of melech in that regard. And so until Shaul had actually gone ahead and battled the Plishtim, all he was a spiritual figurehead. But now at this point in time, he showed that he was indeed a leader. Other Mefarshim are quick to point out that originally, the people didn't all accept him. But now all of a sudden, after he was able to unite the people in battle against a common enemy, the Plishtim, now he was able to serve as king. But there is another thought I'd like to share in this morning that has to do with Shaul's reign, which of course serves as the backbone for our Daf Torah for Parashas Korach, or at least the beginning. Tomorrow's parak will continue. The true purpose of a Melech B'Yisrael is to bring the nation together to have a certain sense of Malchus Shamayim. In other words, the king today is supposed to be a physical embodiment of the Kavod that's really due to Hashem. And so when nations asked for a king, it wasn't for this true purpose. When Am Yisrael asked, they said they wanted to be Kikol HaGoyim. They wanted a king who would be like all the other Goyim to see to their material well-being. But now that they had Yerushalayim, they saw Shaul's success when he was able to fight Nachash. When he had Nevuas Hashem on him, they said, okay, now we're going to accept Shaul as a melech, for the reason that they would also be able to, he would inspire them to have more Yerushalayim. And so when the people came along and said, who is Shaul that he's going to rule over us? The intent wasn't who didn't take his Malchus seriously, but rather who's only interested in the king for material reasons. We want Hashem to rule over us. And that's why they turned to Shmuel in a state of tshuva, admitting that they needed to renew the Malchus since they didn't do so correctly. The author of the Be'er Moshe explains that since they didn't do it correctly the first time, now they realize they were going to be mechadish, the point of having a king, to be a conduit, to put Yerushalayim upon them. How Shmuel is going to react to that? Well, that will be the subject of tomorrow's learning, which we'll see as Shmuel offers his final speech. In the meantime, everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.